Snohomish County Executive, and we just had the most amazing, almost 2 hours talking with county staff, the senator staff, people with lived experience. We are very interested in what we're doing. It's Snohomish County's trying to bring everybody together to work on this real plague that we have in front of us, which is fentanyl. And we've been working on issues similar for many years with opioids, but fentanyl is a whole new beast. And we know we have to support each other on this. We're deciding how to spend the opioid settlement dollars that we've gotten, and we just allocated the first $1.4 million to that, but we want to know from everybody in the community what's the best use of that money. How can we make a difference in people's lives? I just recently lost my brother to fentanyl back in March. He was smart, funny, capable, a wonderful human being, and we heard today from some of the most amazing people too that have lived experience that are articulate, intelligent, smart, capable, and we're going to really look to them to help us figure out how to attack this problem. So that's my 30 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you, Executive Summers. And I've been conducting the beginnings of a statewide tour, listening to our communities across the state and listening to people like Executive Summers and those here with lived experiences, so that we can have a more federal coordinated response with local governments to fight this crisis. It is a crisis, and our nation needs to understand that. I think when you hear from these individuals here today, you'll understand exactly how they've been trying to fight it on the front lines. We heard from law enforcement, we heard from first responders, we heard from our healthcare advocates in the community. We certainly heard about how we need more beds and bed capacity for treatment and faster response, and that this particular fentanyl crisis is something that is really something that people haven't seen. The level of addiction and its power is so strong and so high. The amount of fentanyl hitting our streets is so inexpensive that it is reaching in ways that people really haven't imagined in our past crises. Twice before, we were really called on to have a more integrated approach, first with methamphetamine problems and then with opioids. And it seems like this crisis has come back even bigger, and that is why we have to meet it at the national level with a task force response that helps the communities get the resources they need to fight it and coordinate with DEA and our local law enforcement to tackle this. Clearly, behavioral health needs to be a priority, and treatment needs to be part of the priority. And you'll hear from these individuals why that is so important. But I just thank them for sharing their stories today. Snohomish County, I'm so sorry, Executive Summers, for your own loss. Mm-hmm. And that's the point here. It is a national crisis when it is reaching this level of impact. And we hope that our public health can be part of this discussion. How does public health pivot from our COVID crisis to helping us deal with this fentanyl national crisis that we have? So thank you, and I don't know if we want to start down with you.
Sure. Yes. Sorry. My name is Lindsay Arrington, and I run a local grassroots organization called Hope Soldiers. The Hope in Hope Soldiers stands for Handing Out Purpose Everywhere. We are a peer support organization that helps people find freedom from addiction and mental health struggles. I am a person with lived experience. I have been in recovery, long-term recovery, for 12 years. I celebrated 12 years of freedom from addiction in April this year. I strongly advocate for people who are unable to use their voice to speak to these issues. I started this organization when I was 2 years into my own recovery, and one of the things that we started with was bringing awareness to these issues. We are now blatantly aware of these issues. And so now we focus on our other parts of our mission, which is to restore hope in the community and help love people back to life. Taylor Madison is with me. She's one of my clients. She's somebody that I've been working with the past several years. One of the things that Hope Soldiers offers that's very unique to other organizations is we provide round-the-clock support from the very beginning Whether it's helping people get into treatment and housing, and then breaking other barriers that are helping or that are stopping people from living their fullest potential. And Taylor can speak more to that, but I'm super grateful to be able to be here today and to have been able to share my thoughts with Senator Cantwell. And I feel like some of the main priorities here are access to treatment, removing barriers to accessing treatment, and mandating treatment for those who are unable to make the choice for themselves. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Taylor Madison. I'm an addict. I'm really grateful to be here today, to be able to have shared my story and share, you know, what I think needs to happen, where you know, from my path, I see that there have been barriers or areas that could change. I think something that's really important in this fentanyl epidemic is support. Is helping, you know, those people who are lost, like I was. Doing things, you know, quickly. When someone's ready, getting them the help that they need immediately. Not, you know, a week or a month later, but immediately, because, you know, that day, week, month could be too late. I think, you know, people need time. Fentanyl is a whole new monster. It's not like meth. It's not, you know, like other opiates. It really enslaves people and takes over all that they are. I think long-term care is one of the only effective means for combating this. You know, 28 days or 5 days, that's not enough. I personally, you know, did 6 months of long-term inpatient. And what was really key for me was tackling, you know, a co-occurring disorder, not just tackling my addiction, but tackling my mental health issues as well, learning how to live a healthy life with those, between medication, therapy. It took time and it took work, and it took support, a lot of support. I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself. I wouldn't be here today if I wouldn't have had, you know, the peer support that Hope Soldiers has provided me, holding my hand every step of the way, figuring out things for me that I didn't know how to do, jumping all through all of those hoops. You know, when you're in active addiction, if it's hard, you just, you know, keep doing what you know. So having an organization behind me that was able to set everything up for me, so all I had to do was be there, you know, and as time went on, put in the work, that was really key to my success. Thank you guys.
Thank
really
you.
Grateful to be here.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll drop on to the end with Carrie, if you want to have a few words.
Oh yeah. My name is Kalei Kuniayakala. I am a woman in recovery. I'm also a woman that works at the Everett Recovery Cafe and also a woman that has a lot of lived experience. One thing that I took away from the round table was that it looked like a good set of individuals for us to really come together and really start working as a team to combat this fentanyl thing going on out there. You know, people are dying. You know, people aren't just overdosing, but people are dying. They're losing their lives. I work in at the Everett Recovery Cafe, where we have a lot of resources there, and that when we help each other, we are also people in recovery. And then I'm also a woman that's very a big participant in a 12-step fellowship that has brought me here. And so I think that long-term recovery, in inpatient, outpatient, you know, I think that we can really make a difference if we work together as a community. As a community, start gathering all the tiny little pieces and somehow get this organization, you know, peer-to-peer, human-to-human, and get this going on. So I'm grateful to be here. I'm glad that we have this opportunity to all sit together and chat. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
I am Kathy Lee, and my son, died of an accidental overdose at college in 2015, just before the holidays. And I have since met with Snohomish County Health District. They did a forum where I met two other women, and we decided to start the International Overdose Awareness Day, and we host it here in Snohomish County. We try to be as inclusive and try to dispel the stigma of the programs, such as needle exchange and housing, and also hear from personal stories. And each year we have a theme, and we try to highlight some of the programs that are very controversial. We are doing it again this year. One of the things that was the worst for us is we did not fit the profile of an addicted son. We were a two-parent family, we had an income, we were well-known in the community, volunteers. We did not fit the profile, so we were trying to dispel that this is an everybody problem. As you know, executive, this does not go down party lines, it does not go down race lines, it does not go down age lines. We try to highlight that it can happen to the 12-year-old or the 50-year-old. It does not matter. This is an everyone problem, and I'm pretty much guarantee that it has affected someone's life one way or the other. So
thank you. Questions?